This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We're still hoping to catch up with Kaylin Kaler later on in the show. ESPN investigative reporter who's already dropped one bomb today. The new strip club findings that I mentioned about Lloyd Howell, the now former executive director of the NFLPA, in What's Trending. She and Don have also had more on Howell and just his conduct. There's a sexual discrimination lawsuit against him when he was at Booz Allen. And really my questions aren't so much about how, like, especially now that he's gone. It's just like there's really interesting discrepancies on how much vetting was done. Some players are like, yeah, we knew about some of this stuff. And my question would be like, if you knew about it, why did you hire the guy? And two other players said, we knew nothing about this stuff. So what's going on there? We'll talk to Kaylin Kaler, hopefully, in the show. She has said she's going to join us if she at all can. Just the nature of reporting. Like, I have, as someone who has been a reporter, like, I know sometimes that's how that goes. So in the meantime, Anthony, we will talk about the fact that the Commanders signed Von Miller. And now all their edge problems are gone, right? I'm assuming that was the reaction yesterday from everybody. Everything's good now?
I don't know about that.
Oh, you mean Von Miller's 36 years old and hasn't had a good season in a couple of years, and perhaps just because it's a guy that you heard of doesn't mean he's any better than some of the guys that you have?
I mean, I think in the reps he's gotten, he's been, you know, solid. I think his snap count is just down. So, but I think for the snaps that he's been on the field, I think he's been pretty good.
I mean, he's not the player that he used to be. No. Like, it's the fact that the snap count is down. He used to be a, I won't say every down player, but like a more consistent player. And he used to be an excellent run defender. Like he was a brutal edge setter with incredible speed. He was very hard to run on. And that part of his game has gone down. His pass rush grade is still pretty good. It's just obviously the snap count is way, 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 way down. You know, he made his last Pro Bowl in 2019, his last All-Pro in 2018. Whatever the PFF 101 honor is, he last made that in 2021. That was the season he was with the Rams. But like his defensive, or his Super Bowl MVP was in 2016. Like his first AP first team All-Pro 2016. PFF names their All-Pro team. Last time he made that was 2018. Like, it's been a long time since Von Miller's been at the very top of his game. But like, as we saw in 2021 with the Rams, as a situational player, like, he could be absolutely devastating. But overall last year, with Buffalo, like, it's limited, right? That's what I would say. Like, he still had, I mean, his grades on PFF were pretty good, but like, his max number of snaps in any game last year was 32. And from a production standpoint, PFF counts their sacks a little bit differently than like the official statistic. He had 6 sacks last year. Do they have pressure rate in this one? No, I don't have pressure rate in this particular column. But yeah, like, it's 6 sacks. If they can get an extra 6 sacks, great. Could Jacob Martin also get you six sacks? I don't know that the answer is no. And I think that would be my question is like, what, how much better is Von Miller than someone that other people haven't heard of that is younger, that maybe has a higher potential upside? But I think you also balance that out with the fact that like Von Miller's run a pass rush camp for a long, long time. He has incredible institutional knowledge of how to do this. This is a guy who the pedigree he has knows how to win. He's an interesting cat to say the least, like kind of a country. He wears the cowboy hats and he's from Texas and in every single way. I get to the off the field stuff in a second that like, I don't like the fact that they brought him in considering the recent allegations against him a couple years ago. But, just as a football player, like what separates him from say a Jacob Martin, I don't know how much of it is the actual production in terms of totals. My guess is, Vaughn is one of those guys like TJ Watt, like JJ Watt when he was playing, like Aaron Donald when he was playing, that has a knack for the big play at the right time. And that is a very different skill set. And those are a very different six sacks than the six that you get just by playing hard and hustling. And if he can be that guy, then this is a home run signing. I honest to God, don't know if he can be at this point of his career because he's 36 years old and it's the NFL and it's hard. And that's how 36-year-olds in the NFL work or don't.
Yeah, and I think when you bring up the fact that, you know, he's been a player that can make the big play in the big moment, you look back at the run he had with the Rams, he had four sacks during that Super Bowl run. So I think that is a testament to, like, you know, him being able to, you know, make those splash plays when they count. And then also on another side, I think his signing also just speaks volumes to, you know, what AP and Dan Quinn were able to do in terms of turning around the culture and, you know, us being a place where, you know, free agents actually want to come. Like, you have Bobby, you have Zach Ertz, you have Austin Eckler. Like, you have these veteran free agents that are willing to, you know, and wanting to come play here and then also contend. My only concern is, though, we're old as hell, though, Craig.
Yes.
It is a little problem, but I think us being old is also because of it's more so a cause and effect to what Ron Rivera and his staff did for those 4 years in terms of poor drafting and, you know, poor talent management. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is 1,000% valid. Like, it is. And this we talked about with the Terry thing. Like, part of the reason I'm willing to pay Terry and, like, not play hardball and just reward a guy who's earned it as much as anybody can possibly earn it is because I don't have anybody else to give that money to. And so this is kind of the interesting thing is, you know, despite the fact that they're starting in this rebuild, so to speak, now, because they had the season they had last year and have done things to be competitive, you're acting like a win-now team. Like, you have a window. You're kind of... To me, Jaden Daniels' career is going to happen in two parts. There is going to be a competitive window that opened the second he got here because he was ready to open it. And that window is going to be designed around bringing in veteran players and maximizing the fact that you can pay those guys because of on short-term deals and afford to have more veterans and actually, in a lot of ways, an older team because of the rookie quarterback contract. Then there will be a period where everyone's going to be like, oh, well, now they paid Jaden. The other thing that will have happened is Adam Peters will finally have stocked the cupboard with other guys. Like, they have to construct the roster this way because there's nobody here. When they got here, they flipped over more players last year than any other team in the league. From 23 to 24, no team had more new players than the Washington Commanders. And in 24-25... they are pretty high on that list again. I don't know, have the exact numbers in front of me, but like they did a lot of changing over with draft picks. They have trades, guys like Tunsil and Debo. Like they have changed over a decent amount. Well, they brought back a lot of players, Ertz, you know, had guys like Biotish and Luvu who were multiple year guys. They brought back Ertz and Wagner and Noah Igbinoghene. So up and down the roster, some of these 1 year guys. But what you will actually see over the course as Jaden gets older, not just because of the money side of it, but because Adam will be the one drafting them and hopefully they will be better, is you will see younger players. There is a risk with that, right, of being old. Like, what happens if these guys fall off? What happens if Vaughn hits the age cliff and he's just totally bad? what happens if Zach, if Bobby. But you also have, I think, as long as they don't, like, you have a floor of just a bunch of dudes who know how to ball. And you're also getting the, hopefully, if you bring in the right kind of guys, the mentor types. And from what I know about Vaughn, like, I would guess he's that way. This is a guy that, again, holds a pass rush camp every year. Like, in the same way that there is tight end you, like, Vaughn Miller is kind of that guy for pass rushers in the league. Like, I will come to my camp. I will teach you how to do this. And so to have that guy in your room to help develop a Javonte Jean-Baptiste, to get the most out of a Jacob Martin, nevertheless, what, you know, he and like Dietrich Wise can exchange notes on as veterans. Like, I totally get the signing. I would be remiss if I did not say, if you read the reporting around the domestic violence incident with Vaughn Miller in 2023, it is horrifying. Like, he and his 6-week pregnant girlfriend, got in an argument, and initially she claimed that, like, he grabbed her by the hair and pulled some hair out of her head. There was hands around her neck. She left with bruising around her neck, as well as some abrasions on her arms, which is often consistent with, like, fighting someone off. It, like, to imagine the horror of that woman in that moment, nevertheless, knowing she was pregnant, like, that's terrifying. And ultimately, she recanted the story. Now, it should be pointed out that often in domestic violence cases, especially in something like this, where, like, Vaughn Miller, this is his longtime girlfriend, they have children together, like, you recant the story to kind of keep your family together, and especially because Vaughn is the guy who's made all the money. But that does not give him a right, obviously, and he would, I assume, say this too, and if not, holy crap, that's a problem. That does not give him a right to physically abuse anybody. Like, that's a no-go. And the Bills were clearly okay with whatever happened. It is multiple years ago. You know, the NFL said their piece. Charges were eventually dropped. She made her decision. And she has that right as well. If they were able to work it out, I don't know, maybe he agreed to some therapy. I don't know. I don't know. I just know enough about domestic violence and know enough about the way power systems and power structures work when it comes to violence against women that I would have serious questions about bringing someone with that kind of rap sheet, or that kind, I don't say rap sheet because that implies that there were charges and they became more than charges, and there weren't, but that kind of incident, especially when there was another one in 2021, like, that's, I don't like that. I'll just put it that way. I don't like that. I understand from a football standpoint, this is the last time I'll mention it, but I'd be remiss if I did not say, like, I'm uneasy with that, and I wish that that wasn't the case. If that wasn't the case, I would be 100% excited about this, while knowing that, like, the impact, the upside of a guy who's 36 is going to play 15 to 25 snaps a game is limited. Like, it just, that is what it is. So I'll leave that there for right now. All right. We're still waiting to hear on Kalen, or from Kalen. We also for you today have WNBA All-Star Talk with Sabrina Merchant. And we have Take Command for you, Logan and I, discussing the Terry McLaurin situation after he spoke on Tuesday. So all of that still to come. In what order? TBD. We'll discuss and come back with more Hoffman Show next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All right, coming up at 5:30, I think we're going to talk to Sabrina Merchant, and then hopefully we can get Kalen in the 6 o'clock hour. More on Terry McLaurin's contract in the 6 o'clock hour as well. The Hoffman Show here on the Team 980, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the Odyssey app, as well as streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. That there is Anthony Haney, super producer of the show. I'm Craig Hoffman. Believe it or not, I still host it. Is this the part, Anthony, where we tell people I'm out again for a very long stretch next week?
I thought you were going to save it till Tuesday, but...
Yeah, I got some family stuff I got to do in Ohio, so I will be out. Take Command will still be able to go, but because of the timing of the things we have to do and just... you know, the lift that is a 3-hour radio show every day versus Take Command. I unfortunately will not be able to be on the air as training camp opens next week. So that's a bummer, because obviously it's an exciting time of year. I'm not gonna be able to go to Ashburn either, which it's always fun to be out there. And there's just it's the first day of school excitement, and I'm bummed to miss it. I'm bummed to miss it with all of you and share that with all of you. But, life be lifing. So, I'll be out next week and the start of the following week as well. And then be back after that. So, that's that. Before I do all that though, we got a couple more shows Monday and Tuesday. We'll spend a lot of those shows previewing training camp and kind of resetting, right? Maybe we even do the offense on Monday, the defense on Tuesday. We'll spend significant time on each position group. We'll come out of those 2 days with an initial 53-man roster projection. So we got a bunch of stuff to do. Logan and I also on Take Command did our top 10 commanders. We did that on the radio last year. So we'll go over, our picks this year. So with all that said, Anthony, plenty of stuff to do next week. Lots to cram in. But before even next week, there's a weekend, which means it's time for a weekend preview. Hey, Anthony, while I was gone this time, did we get a sponsor for that?
Yes, we did.
Oh, the weekend preview brought to you by
Doc Walker.
Oh, Doc's paying for it himself?
No, I'm joking. Nobody, man.
Hey, we'll take those Doc dollars. Those are valuable. Those are valuable buckaroos.
Yes, sir.
All right, big thing this weekend is WNBA All-Star. We'll get to that in a major way with Sabrina Merchant at 5:30. The Nationals are back in action. Obviously, the Major League Baseball All-Star break gave the Nats, let's say, a much-needed break, Anthony. They fired Mike Rizzo. They fired Davey Martinez. They lost their first game to the Cardinals. They came back with a very nice 8-2 win over St. Louis. And then they lost the final game of that series 8-1. And then, man, the pitching staff is just a nightmare right now. 8-3 to the Brewers, 6-5, 8-1, swept in Milwaukee, before the All-Star break. Come back, reset. They hit the Padres tonight. I mean, I just don't even know what to say. Like, you got Mackenzie Gore on the hill on Sunday, so hopefully you get a good outing then. But it is the pitching is so unknown with the Nationals right now. If you go to ESPN.com and you look at their schedule, they literally have blank spots because they don't know who to put in as starters for half. Like, for the opponents, there's pitchers all the way down into, you know, next weekend. Next, we could start with next weekend's preview. For the Nationals, it's Soroka, Parker, Gore. Blank spot, blank spot. Soroka, Parker, Gore. Blank. Not great.
Not great at all, man.
So, Nationals. Fingers crossed. If you want to check out preview of the second half of the season and more on the Nats, check out Bustin' Loose Baseball. The Open Championship this weekend, Anthony. How much golf are you watching there in Northern Ireland?
Sadly, I mean, I would love to watch the Open, but I will be busy this weekend.
Oh.
My fraternity, as you can see right now, that I'm representing right now.
Yes.
Well, my chapter in my fraternity. They're all in D.C. We have a Kappa chapter roundup. So I'm going to be with those bruhs all weekend long. So if you hear me barking and, you know, hopping and stuff like that, yeah. I might have to turn back the clock this weekend.
I'll bring you some ibuprofen on Monday.
Thank you. I might need it for real.
Yeah. I don't know whether you'd be more sore mentally or physically, but we can unpack that on Monday. What's the thing you're most excited for this weekend on that front?
Just seeing, like, all of my fraternity brothers. Like, there are some people in my chapter I have not met. And we actually had a hospitality suite at the Courtyard. And I went to go chop it up with a couple of those guys before I came here. But yeah, it was just good to, you know, meet some of the guys. We're in group me's and all types of WhatsApp group chats. So it's finally good to, you know, put a face to a name and just build that, you know, our friendship. Like, we're founded on friendship, our fraternity.
Yeah,
so
that was a nice thing that I got to do in LA. So, like, Sabrina has been on the show multiple times. And, like, we text back and forth about W stuff on a semi-regular basis. Never met in person until courtside in LA, where I had to leave my seats, where this will stun you, Anthony, because, like, Tony Squares and I, my partner on the internet show and who helps me with all my YouTube stuff, like, we're buds. Never met in person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, we were in school together. There's a chance we've been in the same place before, but, like, we actually, like, we didn't know each other in school. We had a mutual friend, which is how we ultimately got connected a decade later, because we're old now. But, like, it was bizarre because Tony and I were talking and he was like, yeah, like, we'll finally get to meet. And I was like, wait, we haven't met? I mean, wow. I know we've been in the same place because I think we were both at our friend Matt's wedding. But yeah, like, I got to meet Tony and I got to hang out for realsies.
That's nice.
Which is great. And internet friends can become real friends if they're actually your friends. It's the beauty of it. Versus just, like, the very superficial relationships that you have online often.
Yeah.
Tony is taller than I imagine.
Really?
He's a legit 6'1".
He's taller than you.
Yeah, he is. I'm a legit 6 foot. Not a DC 6 foot. I'm a real 6 foot. I've been told I'm 6 feet tall by a doctor.
Good. Zaire tries to tell me he's 6 feet. And I think he's 5'10 and 3/4". But, you know.
I'm not going to argue with NFL linebacker. Zaire can be 6'3", as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, he's tried that too, so.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. As for the Open Championship, I don't know how tall Scottie Scheffler is, but I do know he's very good at golf. He's got a one-shot lead going into the weekend at Royal Portrush. I don't know what accent that was. It wasn't Irish. Royal Portrush Golf Club in Portrush, Northern Ireland. Matt Fitzpatrick is one stroke back. Brian Harman, the American, is two strokes back. Got a couple more notable names. Obviously, everyone's looking for Rory McIlroy to make a run, but he is going to have to come from a long, long way back. He is -3, which is, like, good for tied for 12th. It's just a lot of strokes to have to make up there in his home country. So that is the Open Championship this weekend. And then really the big highlight of the sports weekend is W All-Star. Like, NBA Summer League is wrapping up, but by this point, all the big stars stop playing. Like, this is the kind of silly thing about Summer League is they have the competitive part of it, and there's a championship game at the end, and it's good fun. And by the way, it's really important for the guys that are playing right now. Like, this part of Summer League, the back half of Summer League, will help determine whether these guys get professional contracts or not. Now, not two-way contracts, not G League contracts for a lot of them. We're now at the, like, these guys are going to play overseas portion of the proceedings, but there are a ton of international scouts. It is a huge showcase specifically for American-born players who want to play overseas. So it's really, really, really important to them. To the NBA teams, none of this matters. Like, you are now at the point of the calendar, respectfully, which I feel like it just did a good job of showing the requisite respect of the calendar, where they don't really care, because the guys that are wearing their uniform are not going to be wearing their uniform even in training camp, nevertheless, during the regular season. So, but Summer League's still happening through the 20th, so two more days.
It is. I've caught some of the footage. Bronny looks good in Summer League.
He has.
Jameer Young, who is from this area, went to Dematha. He had a 40 ball for the Chicago Bulls. So
love that.
There's definitely, you know, some good outings that we've had this Summer League so far. So
yeah, we've seen. I mean, VJ Edgecombe had a huge debut in the Utah Summer League, and then basically hasn't played in Vegas, or if he's played at all in Vegas. Cooper Flagg had a really poor first game, but then was awesome in the second game, dropped 31. Dylan Harper had a couple nice performances.
Trey Johnson.
The shut hits down. And then I was going to say, so there's two top guys, and then Edgecombe's the third pick, have been great. And then I was reading a piece from Kevin Pelton, our friend, earlier today, and KP said the third best player of the rookies at Summer League was Trey Johnson. Shot it very well from three, shot it very well from the field. I'm very curious to see his aggression level once, and kind of what he's empowered to do once Brian Keefe is his coach, not J.J. Outlaw, in the Summer League. J.J. Outlaw, by the way, great story. Former Eagles receiver who has made his way in the basketball coaching ranks and was the Wizards Summer League coach. But, yeah, once, like, how does he fit in when the vets are out there? But Sar had some nice run. I'll tell you who looks awesome, dude. Keyshawn George looks phenomenal. Like, that dude is a player. Like, a fourth or fifth starter on a good team. Maybe not yet. But I also don't know, because the Wizards are not currently constructed to be a good team. If this group continues to grow together, we'll see just how good they can be. But, like, Keyshawn George is going to be a 10-plus year in the NBA guy. And you can see it. Like, Will Dawkins mentioned Keyshawn, like, specifically at some of the end-of-year stuff, and especially, like, around the draft. He's like, you guys should see what Keyshawn has grown into. That dude looked like sometimes the guys who are, like, league-ready look like men amongst boys in Summer League. Mm-hmm. Keyshawn George, like, fit that to me.
Yeah, I was talking to Linnell about Keyshawn. He and I both agree he could potentially be our best young guy, like, in a couple of years.
He's an interesting guy, because I don't know that he's ever going to have the ball enough to be, like, your best player. But, like, could he be the best player relative to the role that he's needed to be for this team? I think that's possible. Now, that becomes a convoluted conversation. But he's right now, like, he looks phenomenal. Poor Mark Jones called him Keyonte George and Keyshawn Johnson. Could not get it together. Like, Mark! I know you got a lot. Man, calling Summer League's got to be hard, but also that's your job, so it's what it is. All right, as we said, the biggest thing this weekend, WNBA All-Star in Indianapolis. Sabrina Merchant is going to talk about that. Brittany Sykes getting the call-up to replace Caitlin Clark. Plus, there is the biggest, like, story actually out of the weekend is the WNBA is negotiating with the WNBA PA on their CBA. Got all the BAs and the PAs there. So how's that going? Not great. Sabrina has the latest. We'll talk about it all next, live from Indy on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Hoffman Show, we're on the team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Of course, now live as well on iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio. Back from LA, back in the chair. Hope that you guys had a nice time with Doc Walker while I was gone. But while I was gone, I got to see our next guest in real life, Sabrina Merchant, who's now in Indianapolis. She was in LA because that's where she lives. I was in LA. I got to see you at the Mystics Sparks game the other night. So this is my real life friend Sabrina Merchant from The Athletic with us here on the Hoffman Show. What's up?
I love to be real life friends. It's such an upgrade over just people that I talk to on the internet.
Right, which is something that, like, in modern times is way too many internet friends.
Yeah.
So it was good to see you. Talk a little hoops there on in the, like, floor level right next to the court in LA. But now we're going to talk hoops as you're in Indy for WNBA All-Star Weekend. And surprisingly joining you very last minute is Brittany Sykes, the third All-Star from the Mystics, which is pretty neat, obviously, for DC and what is being built here. But what'd you think of her being named the replacement for Caitlin Clark compared to, you know, other potential options? And what have you made of Brittany's season?
Once it became clear that Clark was not playing, I thought Slim was the obvious choice for her replacement. I should caveat that by saying because Kayla McBride had already been selected, I thought was also a deserving All-Star. So it's nice to see, you know, somebody like who's in her 30s make her first All-Star game. Like, that's just a very cool development story. And I got to spend some time with Slim back when she was in LA, and just incredibly hard worker and like one of the best athletes I've ever seen, frankly, in the WNBA. And the way that Sidney Johnson has sort of jiggered the offense to, like, give, you know, Sykes these attacking lanes to the basket, I think has really benefited her. I mean, leading the WNBA in free throw attempts. She said she got the call from Jamila Wideman at like 6:30 on Thursday morning that this was happening, and like booked a flight as soon as she could. And because of delays, didn't even get into Indy until like 4 a.m. Friday morning. So it's just been like a very quick turnaround for her. Good thing she's not in any of the skills challenges, because I feel like that would be not to the best of her capabilities. But it was just a sweet moment during practice. Like, Natasha Cloud was there because she's doing the skills challenge tonight, and they're obviously former teammates from the Mystics. And Cloud just like runs up to her and gives her this huge bear hug and like lifts her up and is like, "Hey, you finally did it. Like, we finally did it. We're here."
Yeah, I mean, she's so deserving. It's amazing for someone who's been all defensive team as often as she has, for someone who's clearly, as we've seen this year, so capable as a scorer, to for this to be her first. But she so deserves it. And I think it's awesome. Obviously, the caveat here for the league and on the larger picture is it happens. I mean, you can make the argument she should have made the team initially, even over Caitlin, based off of, again, the number of games really the Caitlins play this year. But like, it really stinks for the league. We talked about this when we knew, because actually the night Caitlin got hurt was Tuesday night when you were actually, I think, the person who told me, like, hey, did you see what happened with Caitlin in Indy? And so the fact that it's in Indianapolis, like she was kind of the unofficial host of the weekend. Like, what have the vibes been knowing that the league's biggest star and the hometown, you know, star player is there now only as a host as opposed to someone who's going to participate in the 3-point contest and the actual game?
Well, I guess the cool thing about All-Star is that because it is, you know, planned out a year in advance, it's not just Indy fans, right? Like, everybody gets a chance to be here. If you're a WNBA fan, this is something you can plan your calendar around. And it's like, since the moment I've landed in Indianapolis, the airport is like completely decked out in WNBA All-Star stuff. And it's not just Caitlin, it's all 22 of the All-Stars. Like, there's even some Sherelle Reeve, Sandy Rondello stuff happening, which I think to me is overkill, but like, everybody's getting, you know, some love from the airport all the way through the city. Like, they've changed the names of some of the roads, so like, in addition to the regular street signs, you have like Liberty Avenue and like Sparks Road and all these things. And the love of basketball is just so palpable. Like, honestly, if I'd like forgotten that Caitlin wasn't going to play, nothing from the vibe around the city would have suggested that something is off, right? Like, everybody's still very excited for All-Star here. And I think it's awesome. I mean, was I looking forward to seeing Caitlin in this game? Obviously, the 3-point shootout is honestly where I'm missing Caitlin the most, because I think her versus Brunescu versus Kelsey Plum and Alicia Gray is just like, and Sonya Citron, sorry, I don't mean to labor out. It's just an incredible field.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. Wrong show to do that on. But yeah, I think the energy is still really, really good. Maybe it'll change when we get back to the regular season and you feel Caitlin's absence in a meaningful way for like the Fever to make, you know, a meaningful postseason run. But for now, like, everybody's still in very good spirits about All-Star being here. And like, the fact that Caitlin is not playing, other than the, you know, changing the Team Clark game plan a little bit because they're not gonna be able to get up as many 4-pointers, which I understood was a big part of their strategy and the drafting of the team. But yeah, I think energy is still pretty high. People are really happy just that this event is here for the first time. And there's just like a good, you know, vibe around the WNBA. So I was honestly expecting more of like, oh, this kind of sucks, no Clark, but like, there's so much love for the W happening that it's still been pretty good.
I love that. And I also love that Lexi Hole is going to be her replacement for the 3-point contest. So you still get a hometown player in the game. And she's having an outstanding, like, her game has expanded. It's kind of almost funny that she's in the 3-point contest because of all the things she's starting to do beyond just being like this 3-and-D spot up shooter. Sabrina Merchant from The Athletic is with us here on the Hoffman Show, and you and other frequent guests on the show, but not real life friend yet. Ben Pickman did a really cool series on The Athletic that's been coming out over the last week or so, where you did a huge player survey. You in the methodology, you guys explained, like, we didn't do rookies because they don't really have a feel for the league yet. But of the veteran players, you guys got like a third of the league. So it's a pretty substantial sample size that are answering these questions. Just broadly, before we get into some of the things that I found interesting, what did you find interesting about the questions that you asked and some of the answers that you got?
Yeah. So just like from a method perspective, we offer players, you know, the opportunity if like they want to take part, and some of them do turn us down. Like, even though it's anonymous, they just don't want to like be a part of this, which is totally fine. So there are like some natural biases, like based on who answers and who doesn't and who you have the opportunity to talk to one-on-one, frankly.
Sure.
But I'm most interested in like this being a CBA negotiation near like what their priorities were there, you know, expansion wise, like we did a lot of the surveying before Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia were announced. So hearing where people wanted the W to expand to was a really interesting part of it for me. And then also just like what people think of, like, if you could play for another team, like what's a well-run organization that you would want to play for? Especially because we did a survey very similar to this 2 years ago. And like the change in how people perceive different franchises around the league is kind of massive. So those are the ones that really stuck out to me.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think one of the things that stood out to me that I also thought was interesting within, this was actually one, actually I don't even technically this is part of the survey, but when you guys did the methodology on like market size and stuff, how low Washington ranked. And this was not something that was done in terms of like fielding responses. You guys did like TV market. And then I guess it was like arena size. And arena size, obviously, if you're talking about ESA versus the potential to play at Capital One,
drops Washington. Kind of limits the mystics there, yeah.
Right, which, you know, they want to do, they're doing construction. They have to do it sometime. You can either do it in the middle of Capitals and Wizards season or Mystics season. And unfortunately, the Mystics are getting to the short end of the stick there. Mm-hmm. Two teams versus one. Nevertheless, the crowds they draw, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, hopefully long term they can. They did set the attendance record last year in the last game of the season at Capital One. So hopefully that's something in the long term. But putting that part of it aside, like what were the general thoughts on Washington and seeing what they've built this year and the new folks in charge? Obviously, Jamila, Sydney, etc.
Yeah, so that was actually a different project that we did, like this future franchise power rankings, sort of just assessing what we thought each team in the league's like chances of success were over the next 5 years. And so like the player poll was, we interviewed the players, like that was their opinions entirely. This one was, we talked to a lot of GMs and people around the league and just sort of got their sense of like what they think about, you know, organizations and stuff. And then try to like sort of develop a formula of like, okay, well, this is what matters. Like this is what is weighted a little bit more, you know? So you mentioned one of the categories was like market size and arena. One of them was front office and ownership. Another was facilities and amenities. Then we've got just like players, big part of it. And then like draft assets. So that was a little bit more like me and Ben opinion, I guess. And then, you know, while also like sourcing a lot of that from people around the league, just what they think is important, you know, for a team, like, does it really matter that your arena only has 3,500 capacity, like, or is it more important that you have a place where you can practice all the time, right? So that was a different project that took an insane amount of time, but like it's been really interesting to see the feedback on that one too. Washington is interesting because like Jamila and Sydney are so new, right? And there isn't a track record of what they have done over a long period of time. But then you look at like everything that the Mystics have done since Jamila Weidman came aboard, and it's okay, well, they drafted Sony Citron, Kiki Iriafen. They hired Sydney Johnson. They traded Errol Atkins for like the pick that becomes Sonia and like a 2027 swap. And they traded Carly Samuelson for a first round pick too. And it's like, well, have they missed yet? You know, like there's just a lot of good decisions that have been made so far, but like how much are we going to project that when it's only been 6 months time? Right. So that was one of the interesting things to sort of balance with Washington was how much predictive power is there here? Because there was such a long run of Tebow's, right? And then we move into this entirely new era. So I think some of the feedback was like, well, how can Washington be higher than like these more proven front offices? And it's, well, like, again, they haven't made mistakes yet. And then also you look at their young core and it's, you kind of have to list it out, but like, it's just so freaking deep, right? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if four of the players 25 and under on the Mystics eventually became All-Stars. Two of them already are, right? So that was like something that came up was just like the GMs do this survey before the start of the season where like they ranked the teams with the best young cores in the WNBA and like nobody picked Washington. And I realize Indiana is like a runaway favorite in this category because Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston exist. But like thinking about just the potential for like how many players on the Mystics could hit was also something that sort of stood out was like there's a lot more love for the Mystics young core than I thought coming into this project.
Yeah, and then you have like even players like Suge Sutton who are having like really solid years, and Jade Melvin's 21 years old. Like, go beyond the obvious, and it's pretty crazy. Which actually, I think like becomes a very interesting question when you're talking about trying to project forward, as you guys talked about in that project, and this is where it kind of meets the player. You know what you thought interesting in terms of the CBA negotiations, which is like, what does it mean to have a young core? Mm-hmm. Like, is that something that is worth having, or is that something that's going to be destroyed by expansion drafts? Like, are you better off having cap space? How much movement is there going to be? That, and that's kind of the other story looming over this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a huge WNBA PA meeting the other day, and they had some meetings with the league, and you know, the PA meeting, I'm sure everyone was like, we're united. And then they go into the league and be like, they're not with us. So what have we learned about like, what is, I say, what have we learned about these negotiations? And then what are we expecting out of these negotiations? Or is it going to come down, like so many of these do, to like, they're going to be right up against a work stoppage and then they'll get something done or won't, and there will be a small work stoppage of some kind?
Yeah. So most of my day on Thursday was spent just hanging out at the Marriott outside of where this meeting was being held between the league and the WNBPA. Just sitting in the hallway waiting for people to come outside, talk to us, you know.
Reporting is fun, they said.
The timing of the meeting was, yeah, it's really fun. the timing of the meeting was such that a lot of the players were like heading to the WNBA orange carpet directly from there. So they kept using this as an excuse, like their security would block them from, you know, like the few of us who were sitting there trying to talk with them. And then they would say like, oh, we have places to be, right? There'd be like a car waiting for them to take them right away. So I thought it was interesting that like coming out of the meeting, there was very little, there wasn't a message yet, right? Like I think the players were kind of still processing, like, from what I understand, the league has not budged on its revenue sharing proposals. There's still is not a method for the players to capture more of the business as it grows than they currently do, which clearly is a problem. And the league is also standing really firm on more games and expanding the schedule footprint, which is a thing that players are already complaining about, right? Like the 44 games this season has raised a lot of ire among the union already. And for them to want to keep adding to that is like, apparently a big priority for the owners and not something that the players are all that interested in, but like sometimes like when you want more money, you have to like perform more duties. Right. So I guess that might be where we see some of the give and take. But yeah, I think having talked to like some players now after they've had some time to process and like the executive director of the union, Terry Jackson, no one really said that like progress was made, which I thought was very interesting. This is the first meeting that they've had in the calendar year 2025. They haven't met since December of last year. And you think about like the rest of the regular season to come, it's not like there's a lot of time where you can get all the players together to meet again before this October 31st deadline. And if we're not having progress now, then like, what is the schedule here? You know? So I understand right. Like the leadership of the union can meet more often. They can, you know, send communications back and forth with the league, but 4 months is really not that much time. I do feel like we're hitting kind of a crisis point here, and it doesn't seem like there is a fundamental level of agreement between the league and the players on how they should split this, you know, increasingly growing pie of money coming into the WNBA. And that kind of a big deal, right? This is not like they're, I'm not saying that other things that the WNBA wants are not a big deal, but this is literally like existential to like the fabric of the league, right? Like who gets the money? So I'm increasingly of the belief that a work stoppage, if not probable, is very possible. And that's something that the players have talked about. Like they are preparing for that to happen in terms of putting money away and things of that nature. So, none of us would like that, right? The WMA is such a good place. You wouldn't want to stall this momentum, but it is something that the players recognize with the leverage that they have in this particular moment, they can't waste it, even if that means, you know, a slight work stoppage.
Yeah. I wonder what a work stoppage could theoretically mean to, like, you can say, okay, they're locked out after the last day of the season. And like, that would, to be clear, like that would be bad. There's a lot of players that work out at the team facilities in the off season and like not having those resources and being able to talk with coaches. Like that stuff is serious, but
we do league marketing deals, you know, during the off season, which gives them money too, right? Yeah.
100%. But it's very different than missing games. And the off season in terms of the games is very long. The thing that I also wonder about that I wound up talking about a little bit a couple weeks ago when the Aliyah Edwards trade rumors were swirling is like, I don't know what to do if I'm a GM heading towards the trade deadline. I don't know the value of players that are on rookie deals because I don't know, am I going to lose them for nothing because of how the expansion drafts are going to be happening for five new teams the next 5 years? Or, you know, are they not going to be like some of that stuff is CBA related and the lack of clarity there I think is completely unfair, but also I don't know how you avoid it. And it's just tough. And if you're a team like, you know, to bring it back to local, if you're a team like the Mystics, like I don't know what you do with that information besides gather intel and like be ready to move if you feel like you need to,
right?
Which I wonder if that's kind of what happened there. But yeah, that's, I don't know what to do with all that information, knowing there's so much uncertainty and you're trying to either make a playoff push or keep your assets, maximize, like that's tough.
Yeah. Like, are we still keeping 2-year lottery odds, you know, for the top pick in a draft? Like, that changes how you approach a rebuild, right?
Totally.
Like, do you need to be bad for 2 seasons or just for 1, right? So I guess the only fair thing is that everybody's operating from the same,
true,
you know, position of uncertainty. But I kind of think that uncertainty is going to force some action during this trade deadline. Like, I do think that just knowing what the terms of engagement are in 2025 means, like, we know how to compete for a title now, even if that potentially sacrifices some things down the line.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. Sabrina Merchant, The Athletic, you can read her and Ben Pickman's work in the WNBA Player Survey, as well as this GM / Ben and Sabrina motivated forecast of the future. Very, very, really, that's probably terribly described. I'm so sorry, but it was a great read. I actually legitimately read in the airport yesterday the whole thing. So everyone can read it at their house. Do that. Just go to The Athletic and check that out, as well as Sabrina's coverage from W All-Star Weekend. Sabrina, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And see you soon. And we'll talk in the second half of the season.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
All right, that is Sabrina Merchant with us here on The Hoffman Show from The Athletic. And as that happens, I am getting texts from a potential other guest. So we still, I think, are hopefully going to have Kaylin Kaler in the next hour of the show. So in some order, the rest of the show looks like this. Kaylin Kaler, ESPN, is reporting on the NFLPA nightmare unfolding. Lloyd Howell resigned last night. Okay, she just said she can do now. So next, Kaylin Kaler will join us to talk about that. Then take command on the Terry McLaurin contract situation. So that is our final hour. Again, if you missed any of the interview with Sabrina or a chat with Clinton Yates earlier, make sure you check out the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Odyssey app. And this is The Hoffman Show on the Team 980, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.